A war over immigrants, racial violence, the role of female leaders. These issues are in the news now, but they're also the backbone of the musical Ragtime. A 22-year-old director brought the show to Ellis Island for one night this week, and WNYC's Jennifer Venasco says its central question, who is an American, is particularly relevant now.
This Ragtime was billed as a developmental concert, invitation only, although a small number of audience members were also selected by lottery. A lot of people wanting to get in, and only some of them making it. That sounds a bit, well, like how immigrants felt about Ellis Island.
Welcome to Ellis Island.
Of course, there are big differences. The hopeful immigrants, they were shuttled by barge from the giant cross-ocean ships in the harbor. This exclusive audience, producers, theater insiders, they come over by private ferry. Then they're herded up a winding staircase. From 1892 to 1954, 12 million immigrants to the United States shuffled up those same steps. It was actually a test. Public health service doctors watched to see who was out of breath or maybe had heart trouble. At the top, in the cavernous registry room, officials looked over their papers. Today, the ushers are giving the audience a hard time. One asks if a well-dressed couple has had a lice test.
You get a lice check already?
Then he stamps their tickets. They're in.
All right, you look like decent folk.
Ragtime starts in 1902, and it's partly about lucky immigrants who leave Ellis Island and get to continue on to their destinations. It's also about African Americans whose lives are sidelined by poverty and police violence. Tony winner Brian Stokes Mitchell narrates the evening. He was in the original 1998 cast. That same year, an African American man in Texas was brutally murdered by three white men.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, it always seems to be an incredibly relevant moment for the show. The issues that we have with race in this country are always happening, and Ragtime, I think, helps open that discussion for a lot of people.
Director Sammy Cannold says she hopes Ragtime will make a return trip to Ellis Island by next summer. For WNYC, I'm Jennifer Venasco.